pissed off, or shut down. I don't want to oversimplify something as complex as the response to shame, but I have to say that when it comes to men, there seem to be two primary responses, pissed off or shut down. Of course, like women, as men develop shame resilience, this changes, and men learn to respond to shame with awareness, self-compassion, and empathy. But without that awareness, when men feel that rush of inadequacy and smallness, they normally respond with anger and/or by completely turning off. Once I had collected enough interviews to start seeing strong patterns and themes, I scheduled interviews with several male therapists who specialize in men's issues. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't filtering what I heard from the men through my own experiences. When I asked one of these therapists about the concept of pissed off or shut down, he told me this story to illustrate the point. When he was a freshman in high school, he tried out and made the football team. On the first day of practice, his coach told the boys to line up on the line of scrimmage. The therapist had grown up playing a lot of football in his neighborhood, but this was his first experience on a field, in full pads, across from boys whose goal was to flatten him. He said, "I was suddenly afraid. I was thinking about how much it was going to hurt, and I guess that fear showed up on my face." He said his coach yelled his last name and said, "Don't be a pussy. Get on the line." He said he immediately felt shame coursing through his body. In that single moment, I became very clear about how the world works and what it means to be a man. I am not allowed to be afraid. I am not allowed to show fear. I am not allowed to be vulnerable. Shame is being afraid, showing fear, or being vulnerable. When I asked him what he did next, he looked me in the eye and said, "I turned my fear into rage and steamrolled over the guy in front of me. It worked so well that I spent the next 20 years turning my fear and vulnerability into rage and steamrolling anyone who was across from me. My wife, my children, my employees. There was no other way out from underneath the fear and shame." I heard such grief and clarity in his voice as he was saying this to me. It made total sense. Fear and vulnerability are powerful emotions. You can't just wish them away. You have to do something with them. Many men, in fact, use very physiological descriptions when they talk to me about pissed off or shut down. It's almost as if shame, criticism, and ridicule are physically intolerable. The therapist concluded, "I got into therapy when my rage and my drinking were no longer manageable. When it started costing me my marriage and my relationships with my children, that's why I do the work I do today." Shame resilience, the four elements we discussed in the previous chapter, is about finding a middle path, an option that allows us to stay engaged and to find the emotional courage we need to respond in a way that aligns with our values.